Once upon a time, in the magical land of Equestria. Fallout Equestria, Heroes, by No One. Chapter 4, Chekhov Stole My Gun. If it's not going to be fired, it shouldn't be hanging there.
Hey again, Dice. It's me, Mr. New Haggis. Which means it's time for the news. It seems the Steel Rangers patrolling around the Snake and Old Rush Rivers have accused me, Mr. New Haggis, of being a shill for NCA Bits. An accusation as foolish as it is incorrect. Dice only accept caps, and there's no place I'd rather be.
When the NCA comes up,
I report it as I would any pony, and Celestia knows they have enough to report about. Well, that's how it goes in the Wasteland. Here's a new song from a local entertainer known as The Traveler. Don't ask about his name, I couldn't tell you.
Oh, give me a home where the Minotaur roam, where the mole rats and the bloats for I play. Where seldom is heard an encouraging word, and my code is not glowing all day.
Well, this song got repetitive. I lowered my head and let out a sigh and kept walking. It had been a long trip since Stable 123. We looked upon a small trading group called the Gun Farmers who, traded guns. Go figure. They were a bit suspicious of us, and I of them, but Serenity knew the land little, and I not at all, so we needed a guide. Luckily enough, they lost a few bucks in their trip and needed another gun in case of raiders. Unfortunately, I still had to pay way for Serenity, and even then, they did not like the idea of dragging a filly around. Not that they spoke much to me about it. Apparently, I was scary.
Where the grass ain't too high and the watchers aren't bad, the hydras are playful and mild. Oh, I would not exchange this hole on the waves for the only big city so wild.
Something told me the song was being just a tad bit sarcastic in its assessment. For the most part, the travel had been slow going, moving at a ludicrously slow Brahmin speed around the huge jut of mountain that rose like a pimple on the face of the wasteland. Hills the wasteland had in spades, but this was the only mountain in miles. It also took a bloody long time to get around.
Home on the waves, home, home on the waves, where the goddesses' great army still play, they're still playing. Where seldom is heard an encouraging word, and my rats just keep rising all day. They just keep rising.
You mind turning that off? The buck in front of me asked. He was a pale purple stallion with a green and blue mane, hiding under a rather fancy-looking hat and a stub of a tail that did little but accentuate his rather fine-looking flank. What? Don't judge me. There's nothing wrong with sampling the merchandise. No, I said. Please. Fine ass, but no backbone. A poor combination. Also prone to headaches and whining from what I'd seen. He was apparently a pro at fixing things, so at least he had that going for him. Still annoying as hell to walk guard duty with. I cleared my throat. No.
Some is heard an encouraging word, and my code is not glowing all day.
See, it's over, I said. Was that so bad? He grumbled and nodded as my radio continued to blare. As we walked, my leg began to sting a little. It had healed well after the incident in Stable 123. Serenity had been doing better as well. The murky water in the hole almost dying thing left her with a bad fever. The first few days she was barely conscious, but it had broken the night before. She was still ill, but at least she was awake.
"You shouldn't tease Grimy,"
she mumbled on my back, using her pet name for Grimer. If you haven't figured it out, that would be the whiny unicorn I was bothering with music. Shrugging my shoulders, I shook her just enough to make her think she was falling and send her into a giggling fit.
"Stop it! I'm being serious!"
I stopped in my tracks long enough to turn off my radio. The songs were getting pretty repetitive anyway.
"Thanks."
Grimer turned his head, offering me a dull smile, before turning back along his head low. If I told you this show of pony was the leader of these gun farmers, please don't laugh too hard. To hear the trading partners talk, he looked weak but knew his guns better than any pony else alive. He managed to fix up my .308 caliber sniper with parts of my old .357 repeater, and I simply had to agree. Even still, of the ponies I met so far in the wasteland, Nana Jane would have sold him manure for a love potion. Pearly would have kicked his head in the other way around, and Silver Bullet wouldn't have wasted the bullets killing him. That being said, he was alive, and that was more than two of my examples could say. So, he must have been doing something right. As we cornered the last part of the Rocky Mountain base, I looked upwards. The very tip of the mountain stuck through the cloud layer, leaving a small patch of clear blue sky encircling the mountain's tip. Luna horn fucked me, I don't think I'd ever seen the sky before. Just looking up with the huge mountain framing the endless void, whoa. Yeah, that was one way to make yourself dizzy. Shaking my head, I tore my sight away from the abyss.
Yeah.
Grimer smacked his lips. Threw up first time I saw it. I'm sure he did. Over there, called Timber. He pointed with his head. Following his movements, I saw a village on the south side of the mountain that looked, and I could have been wrong, recently built. Impressed, I started. A gravelly voice roared,
"Stop where you are!"
That's okay, I really had nothing to say anyway. I backed up quickly and bent down on my haunches to let Serenity off before turning my battle saddle at the voice. Scratch that, voices. The horn fucking thing was really just an expression. It wasn't meant to be taken literally. The metaphor appeared not to be the wasteland's strong point. Adrenaline pumped through me as a squad of NCA ponies marched right up to our little group. Only five, though, and they didn't even attempt stealth, walking straight down the road at us. The safety of my rifle clicked off, and the scope snapped up over my eye. I hunched down as the rest of our gang scrambled for guns and ammo. They stopped just meters in front of us, the only sound the cocking of guns on all sides. Serenity whimpered and hid behind a cart. The tension was thick enough to cut with a knife.
"We surrender!"
"What?" My head wrenched away from my battle cell towards Grimer. He was cowering, bowing. That coward. I gritted my teeth and turned back to the NCA.
"Take their weapons and confiscate their goods until we can verify they aren't selling to raiders."
I glowered at the stain with the star-shaped badges until he took his helmet off magically. His skin was not. It looked almost as if he'd been flayed and only grew it back halfway, leaving it patched gray and red, with wisps of mane sticking ostensibly to his head around his rough horn. When he cracked his neck, his molted skin broke and opened, but didn't bleed. The rage subsided into shock. I'd never seen a ghoul before. The NCA troopers relieved us of our weapons and supplies before marching us down through the one-pony town. To my surprise, the town was completely new, or at least not 200 years old like everything else. Houses and buildings lined the streets made of wood, not reconfigured train carts or the like. None were painted, but just looking at them was impressive. A town full made in the wasteland from material that wasn't scavenged. Compared to Bridal Hope or Marefort, this place was pristine center of wasteland ingenuity. Well, except for the ramshackle tents at the far end of town. Outside the tents, they had planted a flag showing the silhouette of a five-legged pony on a blue background. We stopped at a large three-story building and were pushed through under strict orders not to leave town and not to cause any trouble. The bar we were pushed into was large, but the way the walls seemed to slope inward made it feel cramped. It was still cleaner than Marefort. Smelled better, too. Like sweat and fire instead of shit and oil. The sweet and talkative bartender took pity on our plight and gave us a room free until a paying customer needed it. The room consisted of a single bed on the ground and a small dresser. Shaking Serenity on my back, she didn't respond. I bent my neck around and couldn't help but smile at the small pink pony sleeping in a ball on my back. Lifting her up as gentle as I could by the scruff of her neck, I laid her gently on the small bed. For a second, from the way her leg twitched as I set her down, I thought I'd woken her up, but she just curled back into a ball, snoring softly. Now don't get any ideas. I don't care for fillies and plan on getting rid of her as soon as possible. Seriously. Turned from the room, I quickly trotted downstairs. I needed a drink.
Rather die and live like that, I growled as I finally sat down at the bar beside Grimer. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't get the image of that corpse pony out of my head. Even when they took my rifle away, I didn't protest, my mind too fixated by the ghoul. I'd heard of them, sure enough, but to see one up close was a completely different thing. Sometimes things are so disgusting you just can't look away.
I ain't so bad, Grimer said, letting an empty shot glass drop from his mouth onto the bar. Hear tell they live forever.
Forever as a corpse. Was that cosmic irony?
I sighed, motioning for the bartender to pour me a glass. I could really go for some whiskey, and from the looks of it, I wasn't the only one.
The large ground floor was filled with down-on-their-luck ponies. They were drinking in silence, with the wooden walls of the bar leaning in on them as if they held the weight of the world.
They'd be bad, I insisted, as my drink finally slid down the bar towards me.
NCA has more ghouls than you can spit at, Grimer said.
I imagine ghouls got spit on a lot.
Iglow, the largest city states that make up the NCA, is made almost entirely of ghouls. Come from stable 102.
I raised my eyebrow as the whiskey snaked down my throat and burned into my chest.
Heard the recordings myself. Stable Tech made the vault wrong on purpose to test out the effects of extended magical radiation.
He grinned at me with his rotten teeth.
Guess they found out.
You know this how, I asked.
Been there once.
He scratched at the hard bar with his hoof.
More than once. Fought in the Red War, too.
Never heard anything like that, though I couldn't say I was surprised. War never changes.
It's a nice place. Not so nice as Dice, but what is?
You've been around, I said.
Here and there,
he admitted, dropping off his stool onto all fours, stomping at the dirt floor to stretch his legs.
Traveled from Manhattan to Flankyard, roamed to Dice.
I was surprised. He didn't seem like the adventurous type, or the type to be able to survive. If he went to Manhattan, that meant he must have traveled through the Northern Pass, and the Crimson Hoof, by all rights, should have torn him apart. Yet here he was, standing with his beautiful ass to me.
Anywhere you haven't been?
I smirked, gulping down another drink courtesy of the doughy unicorn mare who worked both the bar and the inn. By the way she was talking excitedly to near every customer at the bar, I was surprised she was paying enough attention to get me a drink. Turning, he laughed a bit and shrugged.
I've been everywhere that matters, except Huffington. Only a fool goes there.
I giggled a bit, my head feeling light from the whiskey. The only remedy for that was even more whiskey.
I even sheriffed a town once in NCA Crest territory before they took it over and I had a flea. They left me a bullet in my brain pan as a parting gift.
He paused, grinning at my disbelief of him as a law pony.
What about you, Miss Gunn? He said, taking his stool back. Where have you been?
Here, there, I said.
Oh, hair and timber, there in stable 123? Don't tell me you don't have a story. From the looks of you, you used to wrestle hellhounds for a sport.
And dragons, I thought. Also this one time with a griffin and a hydra.
And profit, I replied dryly.
My life was not so interesting, I said. Partly true, I guess. At least it was a boring story. Or something. It was hard to think. Like some pony parked a cloud over my brain. Needed more whiskey.
None? And how do you explain that daughter of yours? No story about the lucky buck what helped you make her?
My what?
Serenity? She ain't my daughter, I slurred after I pounded back another glass.
Funny, didn't burn nearly as much as time.
Just an orphan felly?
His breath tickled my neck, sending shivers down my spine. When did he get so close?
You must be a pretty kind pony.
Kindest killer he ever met, I'm sure. Saving orphans and what have you. I was a damned alicorn, I was so goodly.
Yeah, I chuckled. Saved her from slavers.
Warm flushed through my body as he kissed me. I was patently glad I wasn't a Pegasus right then, as I kissed him back.
Just then, I heard a gunshot outside.
Fuckity fuck fuck. I wrenched my lips away. Whiskey ruined my ability to swear properly. I took a long look at him. He wasn't ugly, but he wasn't really good looking neither. And while his teeth were a ruin, his ass was fine. So I was left with a choice. Get some of said ass, or figure out why ponies were shooting. Ass it was.
There were three more gunshots outside.
Nope, I'd already made my decision. No amount of shooting was going to change my mind.
Hired!
My head snapped to the stairs leading to the second floor where we had made our room. But like Pink Philly was flying down the stairs, a face of terror on her face. Sex was going to have to wait. Tearing myself off the stool and away from Grimer, I nearly fell when my hooves hit the floor. Damn, why was the world spinning? It shouldn't spin, as a rule. Serena seemed oblivious to my plight as she quickly jumped onto my back, yelling in my ear,
Raiders outside! They're killing ponies!
Why are you asleep? I said.
What? How could you sleep when there's ponies dying?
Because ponies die constantly and it's more work saving them than it's worth. Of course, I wasn't about to tell a filly that. So instead, I stretched and groaned. A bullet shot through the boarded up window and buried itself into the bar an inch from my leg. Stopping my hoof, the cloud over my head waned and I charged the door, forgetting my lack of firearms. I burst through the door in a flurry of broken wood splinters. The single street had become a war zone with overturned carts and barrels used for cover. The NCA was held up on one side, a small band of raiders from the north on the other. Both sides seemed to be staring at me in shock. The black and red maned raider got off a single shot before I was on him. The bullet grazed my skin, but I felt nothing. Whiskey is awesome. My metal leg rose and lashed out as I reared. His head resisted for less than a second before cracking and caving in. His body twitched and fell, his pistol falling from his foaming mouth. I scooped it up and dashed behind a water trough for cover as the rest of the raiders realized what just happened. My head pounded as bullets shot through my makeshift cover, missing me but splashing my mane with water.
You!
I yelled at the NCA troops through the pistol in my mouth.
Go get 'em!
A battle cry roared over the NCA troopers and bullets started firing. Good. Turning quickly, I bucked the remains of the water trough towards the gang. It didn't go very far, but it was distracting. Turning back, I half-charged, half-stumbled towards their ranks. My pistol blasted out, missing more of its 9 shots than hit. It was enough, though, as one pony in front of me was soaked in blood from a hole in her chest. Hopping over, I charged the nearest pony. The force of my blow on the poor raider's back was enough to send him to the dirt, squealing like a stuck pig.
Fuck!
One of the raiders backed away from me.
She's a monster!
That was so nice of him to say. So nice I could only smile when his bullet ripped through my leg.
She's a fucking dash head!
I stumbled towards him and chucked a pistol at his feet.
It's empty.
I had no idea why I said that. The raider took one look at me, another at the gun, and a third at the NCA battalion crawling up behind me. He ran. The rest of the raiders following suit, save for a single unicorn that was summarily shot to bloody pieces. Dropping to the ground, I rested my head in the dirt. Yum. Dirt. I came off my buzz in searing pain as the full extent of my injuries became clear. 2 bullets had torn straight through my recently healed leg. Another scraped across my side. That was not to mention the knife protruding from my meaty flank in the center of the 3 rocks that made up my cutie mark.
Got stuck in a muscle,
Serenity said as she tore the blade from my side, sending fire lancing through me. Swearing under my breath, I clenched my teeth down on a rolled up blanket that tasted of dirt.
What the hell was that?
The ghoul commander, who had so kindly took my weapons earlier, screamed at me. The glare I sent him, as Serenity applied pressure with a cloth to my wound, must have said something as he quickly lowered his voice.
And why would you charge into a raider gang like that? You have any idea what they're capable of?
If it wasn't for the fact we were in his camp, under his own personal tent, I would have smashed his ghoulish teeth in. I woke up, Serenity, I replied, letting the dirty blanket drop to the ground.
So?
His pale eyes leered at me out from under his rough, sunken face.
You charged a group of raiders because they woke up your daughter. Are you insane?
Yes. Also drunk, I thought. The thought reminded me. I bought a bottle at the bar. Reaching back into my saddlebag, I tore out the bottle and took a chug. A burning warmth spread down my chest, and already I could feel the pain dulling. She's not my daughter, I said.
Yes, I am,
Serenity chirped in merrily behind me, still tending to my injured flank. She's not, I repeated. The ghoul would have raised an eyebrow at me if he had one. Really, I said.
It doesn't matter.
He trotted back and forth in the small tent, his mood switching constantly from rage to barely concealed rage. The NCA had set up a small camp on the outskirts of the small village, but the way the ghoul was talking, they owned the town, or at least ran it.
I'm thankful for your help, but we do not require your assistance. This is NCA business, and we do not need civilian casualties.
See what I mean? You've got raiders raiding your town, I nickered as Serenity trotted over to me and shoved a healing potion down my gullet.
You'll have casualties either way.
And what do you suggest, miss?
He left it open for me to fill in my name. How nice of him. Gun. Hired gun, I said.
Convenient, he whinnied. I'm lucky.
Lucky enough to be turned into a ghoul. The wasteland continued its macabre sense of humor as I took another swallow from my whiskey bottle. Well, you have the pony power. Take the fight to the raiders.
No.
Now that was just rude. Why? I asked.
All military action is strictly classified.
Including actions you don't take. Serenity giggled at my side as she fussed over my leg. The flesh had almost completely knitted itself back, but she was obviously still worried about infections and the like. He blinked dumbly at me before responding.
We've been ordered not to attack unless they pose a credible threat to the safety of the wasteland. As we have them holed up, save for a few isolated incidents, we don't have the authority to carry out such an extermination.
He chewed his lip a bit after he spoke.
Well, what if they had a hostage? I asked.
Lucky grinned. I won't bore you with the details, but suffice to say, the very next day I found my back legs bound in irons, my fake leg deactivated, and being led blindfolded into a raider base. Why did it seem I was held captive by one raider group or another every 3 days or so? If history had its say, the leader of this gang was going to either get kicked through a window or shot in the head. So, you know, it was going to be a hell of a day. My head cracked against a low door frame before I was pushed through, ducking and cursing. Wherever I was, it smelled damp and dusty. Even though they took off my blindfold after the door clicked behind me, I still couldn't see anything. I guess some pony forgot to turn on the lights.
Lights turn on,
a raider's gruff voice said by my side. Suddenly brightness. My eyes burned and I had to cover them to stop the pain flaring through my head. Suddenly I knew how Grimer felt. Behind me some pony was laughing, so I reluctantly tore my eyes open and stared in shock. I was looking at a room almost impossibly huge, nearly 5 times as large as Mareford ever was. From floor to ceiling, it was coated in pure white bricks, save for thin lines of magical light shining down across the room. Sitting in huge stacks from wall to wall, and occasionally from floor to ceiling, was wood. Stacks upon stacks of wood, of all different shapes, cuts, sizes, and textures. Almost all of it was encased in a strange purple glowing field. On the far end of the room, I could see a small door that suggested this complex led even further. Why the fuck would any pony need to build this in the center of Bloody Mountain? What the hell? I said, and then pain shot through my mouth as the nearest raider struck me. Spitting out a gob of blood, spit, and my shattered tooth, I turned and glared at the attacker, but he seemed not to care. Looking at my pit buck, I saw the place was labeled Reconstruction Center. Looking closer at the room, I saw that some of the stacks of wood were missing entirely, or not nearly as large as they should have been. It made a lot more sense now where Timber got the wood for their town. The raider camp was just that, a small collection of beds, guns, and dirt near the exit. Only 20 beds, and given that there were no more than 15 raiders who caught me, and none waiting here, I gathered this operation consisted of only them. How the NCA and all their firepower was unable to take these guys out was beyond me.
Tire down.
I was shoved roughly onto one of the blood-stained mattresses, and suddenly I realized how terrible a plan this was. Deal was a deal, though, but that didn't stop my mind to think up all the horrible things they could do to me as they bound me to the mattress. Just hemp and rope, though, so at least if it came to that, I could break free. My metal leg creaked at my side, and I questioned just how strong I could be with it deactivated. A pale green unicorn with a spiked mane grinned down at me maliciously. And I figured I would find out sooner rather than later.
A fresh mare, yeah, strong too.
I wonder how he could talk with his tongue forked like that.
Bet you have a nice tight ass.
Some pony shut Snake up.
The closest staying bucked Snake in the chest, sending him slamming to the ground with a thud.
No ponies to touch her. We'll get more money for a major if she's unmolested and healthy.
The bald red staying walked over to me with a grin.
You best hope they're willing to pay though. Rank don't matter here. Well, fuck you bloody if they don't produce the caps.
He chuckled to himself congratulatorily. The ruse was working then. Lucky had dressed me up all fancy in his green NCA garb, including his shiny metal badges, and sent me off scouting. All it took was then to wander too close to raider territory and take a page from Grimer's book and surrender. Raiders didn't know much, but they knew well enough not to kill a valuable hostage, even though in reality I was mostly a worthless hostage. Of course, when the report was to be sent, they'd write my part as NCA hostage. It'd be enough for the bureaucracy, I was told. Serenity hated the idea. In retrospect, I really shouldn't have told her, but there was no way I was going to explain why I was going to be vanishing for a day or so. The only other option was not telling her, and I didn't want to risk her thinking I abandoned her. I didn't mind it when she got mad and yelled, but when she started crying, what was I supposed to do with a crying filly? Comforting fillies was not in my repertoire. I'd hugged her and told her I was going to be fine, but she just pushed me away, saying,
"That's what they always say."
Saying that,
"They always die."
It almost made me reconsider my course of action, but I'd already made a deal. Hired gun doesn't break contracts.
"What the fuck are you looking at?"
I turned my head back to the bald leader. So lost in thought was I that I was staring at the door at the far end of the complex.
"The door? Where is it laid?"
My voice sounded annoyingly choked up.
"Fuck if I know,"
he said. He cantered impatiently in circles around me as the other raiders cooked suspicious-looking meat over a large fire.
"Sent a few bucks to check that shit out. Another one came back, riddled with bullets. Said it was a stairway to the fucking top of the mountain, but was guarded by fucking robots, all things. Ain't got the ponies to check it out further."
"Could be loot up there," I said. "And knowledge." Why did I all of a sudden have the urge to explore this building? To eke out its secrets and find out who built it and why? Maybe because I already had my suspicions and they needed to be validated. It was like a mosquito biting my neck. No matter how hard I tried, I knew I wouldn't be able to scratch it. But damn, did it itch.
"Could be our graves. Are you a fucking idiot?"
"Yes," I thought. Though I'd wonder why raiders felt the need to swear every second word. Though, these raiders were different than I'd expected. Save for the blood-stained mattresses, their entire camp was surprisingly clean, and there were no mutilated bodies to be seen. Not that I was complaining. "So, how'd you end up here?" The bald pony raised a hoof and I winced and wriggled, the binds on my legs tightening. The blow never came, though.
"Gotta go someplace. Used to be traitors, some of us. But then you fuckers in green came and arrested us. Said we traded to raiders."
He snorted laughter and Snake laughed too, trotting over and sticking his mutilated tongue out at me.
"They did too,"
Snake hissed at me, his breath dangerously close to my neck.
"My whole gang ready here traded, sure as fuck."
"Fuck off, Snake,"
Red said, and Snake snapped his head up, chuckling to himself.
"Heh, can't fuck her. Now I can't fuck with her. You're a stickler, you son of a bitch."
He nickered, trotting over to the nearest stack of wood and leaning on it. Or rather, leaning on the barrier covering the wood, as he never touched it.
"As I was saying, you and your fucking NCA came, called us out and arrested us for trading with raiders. Who the fuck else are we supposed to trade with?" I asked, but they didn't care. "So we broke out, joined the remnants of the group we used to trade with, and came here."
He laughed bitterly in my face.
"You fuckers turned traitors into raiders, and now you're reaping your reward. How's that feel?"
"Like shit," I admitted. Squirming for a second, I helped the rope dig into my legs. The more I struggled, fucking things burned.
"Would you go back to trading if we let you?"
I asked. His face was blank for a second before he shrugged.
"Don't know."
And I guess he didn't care either by the way he walked away. Time ticked by incredibly slowly as I waited for my rescue. Behind me, raiders chatted about their plans, how many kills they each got, and what they were going to do to me once the NCA refused to pay. It took all my mental strength not to say something as they spoke of how they were going to ram a red-hot gun barrel up my ass. It was exhausting and completely destroyed what little pity I'd felt after the bald pony's story. Eventually, I found myself drifting off to sleep, dreaming of all the tortures these ponies thought up for me. I woke up to the sounds of an explosion. My eyes snapped open and turned to the wreckage of the door. Well, that's one way to get in. My heart started pounding as I tried to remember what I was supposed to do. Bullets flew overhead, and screams could be heard as the NCA stormed in, guns blazing. Chuckling, I lowered my head again and waited for rescue.
"Heal me!"
Snake was suddenly standing above me, ignoring the hail of lead. The dread in my gut was only matched by the burn in my shoulder.
"We're gonna have fun!"
Gasping, the mattress I was on lifted into the air and was thrown behind a stack of 2x4s that reached to the ceiling. Oh, fuck. I took a deep breath as Snake cantered after me, a sick grin on his face. The ropes burned against my legs as I struggled against them. Turning my head, I could see Snake and his, snake both seemed happy to see me squirm. My gut twisted in knots, and I resisted the urge to vomit.
Fuck, he was getting close. Far too close. The rope stung, and I uncharacteristically screamed for Lucky to help me, but my voice was drowned out in the din of gunfire.
Take a good look, bitch. It's going to...
One rope broke and my leg snapped out. He seemed not to notice as he reared up, ready to... It doesn't matter. As my hoof struck him between the legs, and I could feel him squish under the force.
Fucking bitch!
He fell. Rolling, he drew his hooves to himself in pain.
I was going to be fucking gentle too, you bitch!
One by one, my legs snapped free, except for my powerless mechanical leg. Standing on my three good legs, I pressed down on the stained bedding, trying to wrench it free. The ropes tightened around my metal leg, but didn't snap. Turning my head, I saw that twisted bastard rolling to his feet, cursing as he tried his best to avoid becoming a Geldon. When he saw my gaze, he ignored the pain and charged. Quickly, I dropped and rolled onto my back as the rope attached to my metal leg pulled the mattress above me. Lashing out with all three legs, the rope finally broke, and the bed slammed full force into that bastard, sending him sprawling. Scrambling my feet, I pressed my hoof to my nose and snorted. The small power crystal I'd stored in my nose in case of emergencies fell, rolled in my snot. Grabbing with my teeth, doing my best to ignore the taste of mucus, I slammed into my metal leg. The sound of my leg whirring and powering up was the second most amazing sound I'd ever heard. My head turned to the mattress and the raider squirming underneath. I jumped onto the mattress with my full weight. My legs lashed, pounding into the mattress as blood began to seep out from under it. The sound of his gut squishing out as I stomped him to death. That was the first most amazing sound. The battle was still raging, though. The center camp was a bloody graveyard, but the surviving raiders were weaving in between giant stacks of wood. The NCA would be hard-pressed to search them out in this giant maze-like complex while dodging gunfire and worse. It didn't help that the raiders knew the complex far better than the attacking NCA. Since I was still getting paid, I entered the fray. Charging, I jumped over the body of a red pony who I realized was the bald traitor. I felt a twinge of pity for what had happened to him, but it melted away when I remembered he allowed scum like Snake to live. Weaving around a pile of wood, I found my first raider. He turned far too late as I kicked out his front legs with my prosthetic sending him face planting into the white brick floor. Rearing, I brought down both legs on his head, causing his skull to cave in, spraying blood, brains, and bone chips all over my face. Spitting, I nearly retched at the taste, but I didn't have time to be sick, so I simply grabbed a fallen pistol, ignoring taste of blood, and galloped on my way. Turning one corner or another, I ran face first into three surviving raiders, all wielding automatic weapons. I slid back from whence I came just in time for bullets to splinter through the wood, spraying the hall. Wait, splinters. Me, being an idiot, didn't realize this was one of the towers that had the barrier deactivated. Most of its top had been scavenged, leaving only a 10-foot-high wall instead of a tower reaching towards the ceiling. As the raiders came running up the way I went, I moved to the opposite side of the wall and gave a great kick. The wood creaked, groaned, then fell. Between the crash and the shouts, I gathered my ploy had worked. Peeking over the pile of wood, I saw one unlucky pony's head sticking out between logs. A single bullet was all it took to put him out of his misery. My shoulder still burned, though.
What's going on?
Turning, I saw three NCA troops standing, guns pointed at me. I was the hostage, I said slowly and pointed my head towards the pile of wood. Should be two more alive under there, if you feel like killing. And with that, I trotted off to hunt some more raiders. Any fucker who worked with Snake deserved to die. I managed to find at least one, if you can believe that. A mare, pretty too, and stupidly I had to wonder what she thought of Snake. She was huddled in a corner of the room crying, with her weapon unloaded in front of her.
Please, let me go, she sobbed. I never wanted this. They said if I didn't help them.
Her head exploded. Tearing my eyes from the blood splatter on the wall, I turned my head to see Lucky, uniformless, with a smoking gun levitating beside him.
Raiders, I'd do anything to get out of punishment.
His eyes caught mine, he chuckled.
What? Trust me, kiddo, I've lived long enough to know a raider and how to deal with him.
They're basically immortal, ghouls that is. I had to wonder how old he was, though. Maybe he was from Iglo. Maybe he just remembered when the bombs fell. He could have come sooner, I said.
Did that hurt you?
Ha, he actually sounded almost worried. Looking down, I took measure of the rope burns on my three legs and counted in my wounded dignity before shaking my head. I'm fine. My head turned to the bloody mess that the mayor's corpse made. Who's going to clean this up? I asked. Lucky shrugged his rotten shoulders.
No, Bony. Who cares? some fucked up pre-war compound without any real loot.
Not any real loot. Maybe he was blind as well. Rows upon rows of timber, I said. More than enough to build an entire city. He snorted.
Yeah, and they're protected by magic. The kind that needs a special code to get through. A code no opponent seems to know. The only thing useful here was taken. Save for whatever's upstairs. But those damn robots make it impossible. Trust me, I tried it years ago.
Whatever. It was stupid of me to ask. I just needed my pay and to get the fuck out of this stupid town. Me and the NCA squad, who I found out suffered zero casualties, left through the smoking remains of the door into the day. I took one look back into the compound with its bright lights and white and red stained bricks before leaving out of the side of the mountain. For the life of me, I still couldn't figure out why they'd built something like this in a mountain.
You're hurt,
Serenity said, weaving between my legs and fussing over my rope burns. Not that bad, I said. I winced as she poked at my wounds and levitated a healing potion to my lips. Waving it away, I caught Serenity, lifting her up with my leg. I'm fine, but we aren't rich enough to be drinking a healing potion every time I get scratched. She pouted at me, and I very nearly changed my mind. Putting her down, I turned away to look around our small inn room, my eyes reaching the single mattress on the floor. It made me sick just looking at it.
Sorry.
She hung her head low and made a whole dramatic thing of trotting slowly over the bed and flopping down in a ball. I sighed heavily, and I could have sworn I heard her giggling. The door opened behind us, and I was half pleased, half annoyed when Grimer walked through the door flashing a rotten grin.
You're a lucky lady, he nickered. I saw a bloody idiot. Why the hell would you make yourself a hostage? You have any idea what raiders do to prisoners?
More than he knew. Being treated like a bloody fool by some cowardly stallion was the last thing I needed.
What do you want?
I said curtly, not bothering to hide my annoyance. Taking a step back, he gulped as his eyes darted around the room.
Sorry, he stammered, looking abashed. I just heard you were back in town and thought we could...
I know what you thought, I said. The folly of the day before was becoming clearer by the second. How could I possibly get involved with some pony so weak? Even if it was just for pleasure, he'd think more into it than there was. Gulping again, he backed up through the door he came from and right into a couple of NCA troops.
Grimer?
One of them asked, faceless beneath his green helmet. Drawing back, Grimer felt it necessary to back up into me instead. If he wasn't already staring death in the face, I would have knocked him out. My shoulder started to burn as the NCA took aim at Grimer. Celestia above knows why.
Yes? He stammered.
You're under arrest.
For what? I nearly said until they read my mind and answered anyway.
For raider activity.
How can I not crack a smile at the idea of Grimer being a raider?
Including trading with raiders, slaving, and arms dealing.
Those last three, I had to admit, were not beyond the realm of possibility. It also occurred to me that most of those crimes were far more accurate on my rap sheet, so I didn't say anything.
Come quietly.
Or else, the not-so-subtle threat said. Not wanting to start a firefight a foot away from Serenity, I gently placed my metal hoof on Grimer's back. He should go. The floating NCA guns cocked. Now, I shoved him ungently towards the troops who formed around him and marched him out. His head turned, giving me one last pleading look before he vanished through the door. No doubt he was going to meet the same fate as that red pony.
You.
My shoulder was still on fire, and that did not bode well. Perhaps less for the single-helmeted unicorn standing before me if he decided to shoot.
Were you working with him?
No, I said. The pony stared, silently waiting for me to elaborate. We're escapees from slavers. Met him and his men and paid for security. He kept staring. What the hell did he want from me?
We're going to Dais.
Serenity piped up behind me from where she was supposed to be asleep.
Hey, family and the Watchers.
The NCA troop gulped, stepped back, and nodded.
Where are you from?
The pink filly asked pleasantly.
Crest.
He brought himself up, his voice sparkling with pride.
Heart of the NCA. Don't let a pony tell you different. Second to come out of the stables and first to rebuild, thanks to Prime Minister Sagan's. God bless him.
The little filly bounced off the bed and hopped towards him in obvious fake wonderment.
Really? Oh, wow, I heard about it. Is it true that General Skoytail comes from Crest?
The NCA pony looked down at the little pony quizzically before nodding.
Oh, that's awesome.
Heh, I guess it is.
The burning in my shoulder subsided as he put his gun away.
You two stay out of trouble.
With a nod and a flourish, he too vanished from my room. A room, I should mention, I took the time to lock when I first entered. Apparently locked doors didn't mean as much as I thought they did.
Even still, I took the time to lock my door again before making my way back to Serenity and her stern gray eyes.
"Did we just sell out, Grimy?"
she asked. "No," I said. I shrugged, lying down on the floor beside the bed and resting my head on my rope-burned leg. Need to rest. Feeling weary seemed second nature in the wasteland. But that didn't make it pleasant, and I hadn't slept since the fight at the warehouse, and the sleep I had there was anything but restful.
"We did so,"
she pouted at me. "He sold himself out. I didn't force him to work with the Raiders."
"You've worked with the exact same ones."
"Yes, Serenity, I remembered, and then I killed them. Seemed fair to me." There was no point in arguing with the filly, so I closed my eyes and turned on my radio.
Hello and welcome, Dice. You've tuned in just in time for your favorite segment, My Voice.
Sure as an overcast, Mr. New Haggis was the best part of the radio, and not for his news.
Also, the news. Who would have thought? Well, it seems a high-ranking Mustang has been seen converting near the Minotaur base at Canyon Ridge Bridge. Predictably, the NCA has something to say about that, straight from General Scoia'tael himself.
If this is true, and the Mustangs align with the enemy, then we'll have to speak very seriously with the other gangs, Dice. As much as we support Dice independence, we cannot have traitors within the walls of such a great city.
The military stand finally shut up and let New Haggis speak, allowing me to finally drift off to the sound of his smooth voice. I mumbled in a half-asleep daze. Don't think it'll fit. My head shot up, and I quickly shook away the blush on my cheeks. Damn dreams. Always ended a second too early.
"Stop that!" I growled, getting clumsy to my hooves. It seemed my metal leg always worked worse when I was sleepy.
Looking at the shuttered window, I saw only darkness peeking in. I guess it was too much to hope for a full night's sleep. Who the hell needed sleep anyway? According to every pony, not me. Walking slowly to the door, I quickly unlocked it, which is harder than you expect without magic, and opened the door. To have no less than 3 ponies rush into my bedroom, making such a racket, I saw Serenity twitch in the corner of my eye. Was I really going to have to beat manners into these intruders? Then again, at least they knocked before barging in. "What?" I said, trying to blink sleep out of my eyes.
"Hire gun?"
one of the ponies shrouded in darkness said. I could barely make out her features, but her voice gave away her gender at least. I nodded.
We need some pony with your skills. You see, we heard about what happened in the warehouse, and if any pony could do it, you could, so we're here to ask for your help and—
"How much?" I cut her off. Some ponies really did need to learn how to shut up. Eepin the pony jumped a half step back when I interrupted and stared at her hooves during my reply. The 2 male ponies behind her did nothing but glare at me.
"500 caps."
600, I countered.
"You don't even know what the job is. How can you bargain?"
The glare I sent her hopefully sent a message that I was not negotiating anything.
"I mean, okay, the job. I'm sure you've noticed the Raiders."
I managed to find the only pony in the wasteland stupider than me.
"Well, we never had much of a problem before the NCA showed up, you see? And they took most of our traders and rest of them as Raider sympathizers for trading with them, which is stupid because they're traders and that's what they do, you know, so—"
"Please," my voice betrayed my annoyance. "Breathe."
Sorry. "So, I was saying, after they took them prisoner, they threw them in the mountain complex thingy you were in and even killed the sheriff when he protested."
By the goddesses, she actually paused to breathe.
"They were supposed to be taken down to work the farm, except they managed to escape, and the NCA have been unable to fix the problem they caused until you showed up, and now they want to rule this town."
"And you don't want that to happen," I stated matter of fact. She nodded her head curtly in deep gloom, but my eyes had gotten used to the light so I could actually see who I was speaking to. To my surprise, it seemed the bartender at this very inn was my mysterious employer. But then again, I really didn't care.
"No, we've had it up to our necks with the damned NCA. But they won't leave. They say we need protection from the raiders they created. So we need a sheriff."
"I'm not a sheriff," I said. I had to dispel that rumor as quickly as equinely possible before she got any crazy ideas. "But I know where you can find one who has a lifetime of experience," I said. The streets were dark, and the sky was moonless. The stupid thing to say is I've never seen the moon, but I just felt it'd set a dramatic scene. Stupid idea, I know. Even still, it was quite dark. So much so that I managed to get my metal leg caught no less than 3 times. For those keeping track, a pothole, some abandoned fencing, and a broken water trough. Inching my way down the only street, I slowly closed in on the NCA encampment, hoping to Celestia they'd all be asleep. They weren't. A single sentry stood guard over the entrance of the camp. If it was possible, I would have snuck around, but a rudimentary fence of scavenged chain link and barbed wire surrounded the encampment. It would have hurt too much to climb over, and I wasn't positive I could break through without causing a ruckus. That meant I'd have to use my guile and quick wit to get through. "I need to get in," I said sourly, walking up to the guard who seemed to snap his head up at me. Why couldn't their bloody helmets show, you know, their eyes? Would have made it a lot bloody easier if I knew he was asleep.
Why? State your name, rank.
Hired gun. I paused, thinking of my rank, and coming up blank. Hired gun? That's a rank, right?
What's you? Oh.
He shook his head for a half second and stood up straight.
You're the bear what was working for the Major Lucky, isn't it?
Blinking, I nodded dumbly.
Ah, hell, that stunt you pulled back at the timber yard was amazing. Throwing yourselves the wolves just for us, hell, you're amazing. I never had the balls to go through with that. I tell you what, pardon my language, you've got to go. I've got business with the Major. Don't let me keep you.
Thanks, I mumbled, lowering my head and walking through the makeshift gate, thanking my lucky star so many ponies equaled my level of stupidity. The camp was not near as dark as the town, with small candles still glowing inside various tents, giving me ample reason to avoid them completely. Luckily, I'd remembered where the prisoner tent was in the complex, having been given a small tour when I was with Lucky the other night. Lowering my massive body, I crept between tents and moved silently towards where I assumed Grimer was kept. "Who the fuck are you?" a pony cantered towards me, opening a tent flap as he exited. Behind him, I saw a glint of pale purple. My pit buck cracked on his temple as soon as he got close, sending him sprawling with a thud. He glowered up at me and stumbled to his feet, blood running down his temple. Fighting here was too loud, damn it. We're going to wake up the whole damn camp. The burn in my shoulder told me I didn't have the luxury of thought. Turning swiftly, I bucked him hard, sending shockwaves through my legs, and him rolling into the tent. Too loud. Fuck. Following suit, I galloped through the tent flap, meeting Grimer's eyes as I slid to a halt.
What the fuck?
A very good question, Grimer, I thought, giving the NCA guard another swift kick, his shotgun falling out of his magical grip.
You're here to save me?
Nope. Try again.
How'd you like to be sheriff?
I asked.
What?
He stood up slowly, the shackles on his legs jingling lightly.
What exactly does that all entail?
Declaring war on the NCA, I intoned dully. By his blank stare, I guessed it wasn't funny.
Usual sheriffy stuff. The alternative are the shackles on your legs.
He smirked at me with his rotten teeth before nodding.
Ah, sounds like something I could go for.
I nodded, raising my foreleg, and brought it down. A metal leg snapped through the chains in his legs with a single strike. Clearly my leg was made of stronger metal as I quickly knocked off the back leg shackle as well. There, now all we had to do was...
What do we have here?
Fuck. My eyes shot up, meeting the pale eyes of Major Lucky. Oh, and at least five guards, including the one I met at the gate. His voice was calm, but I could tell with much reluctance on his part.
They're just stabbing a bit past where I'm comfortable you being. Yeah, you helped us a bunch at the Reconstruction Center, but I don't think that means I can overlook this. Jailbreaking, resisting arrest, assault, more than enough for an execution order.
You have no jurisdiction here.
Grimer stepped forward, the shotgun in his mouth, but without a noticeable slur when he spoke. Clearly this was nothing new.
NCA don't rule timber. Think because you killed the sheriff that gives you rights because it don't.
Shut up and lie down,
Major Lucky bellowed. The pale purple pony winced, his head stinging no doubt, and leaned back so far as I nearly expected him to obey. Instead, the shotgun roared. The buckshot tore a bloody hole through Lucky's already mangled ear.
NCA took everything from me once. I've tried being nice. I've tried bowing. I've tried listening, running, but fuck it, I'm tired.
Huh, and here I thought he was a coward.
Step the fuck down and leave timber alone. You're not going to get your teeth in here.
Do you really think you can slaughter a whole camp?
If he had had eyebrows, the ghoul would have raised one.
Even if you did, you'd bring the wrath of the NCA down on you like you wouldn't believe.
No good. No pony was paying attention to me. That gave me all the time in the world to reach back into my saddlebag and pull out the last grenade I stole from Nanny Jane.
Don't gotta,
I mumbled awkwardly, the metal apple cool in my mouth. Explosion, pony to die, bad publicity. The NCA were not well loved, except when handing out food, and even then they were merely tolerated. The stain on their reputation, like, say, a riot, could have disastrous consequences, and he knew it. The way he took a step back, gulping, confirmed that fact.
You die,
he pointed out. I shrugged. Got a contract. Truthfully, I was hoping the threat was enough, but if it came to that, I wasn't planning on backing down.
In the wasteland, you had to have a virtue, and I'd promised myself I'd never break a contract, no matter what came of it.
Survive,
a voice whispered in my ear.
Yes,
his corpse-like head nodded.
We'll leave.
He smirked a bit, stretching his face revoltingly.
Good, Grimer stomped his hoof. Oh, shame. I was looking forward to killing ponies.
Grimer smirked, showing his rotten teeth. With a wave of a hoof and a chuckle, Lucky dismissed his buck, saved the injured guard on the ground. I kicked him again for good measure.
So that's it, huh? You betraying the pony for a few caps?
Lucky said, backing up a few steps into the night, the candle casting shadows across his face.
Work for him,
he motioned to the rather smug-looking new sheriff.
Then me, then him again. That the way of it?
Grimer suddenly stood up straight and clamped a hoof on my shoulder.
You're not thinking of trying to buy her off me because she were...
I turned away, quickly sending his hoof off my shoulder and stomping on the ground.
Would you?
He gulped at me.
No.
Gotta keep him as sheriff, I said.
What if there was another contract? Nothing in timber. Would you be interested?
Of course I was. And thus ended mine and Serenity's adventure in the little town of Timber. Even though Serenity did very little, being sick the whole time, I knew she'd be upset if I didn't include her. Sheriff Grimer was reminiscent to inform me that the NCA still had their confiscated goods when they left town, except for my rifle, which they returned to me after I helped the NCA out the first time. Still, the talkative bartender, whose name I never did have the pleasure of knowing, gave me all the caps promised and a couple of bottles of whiskey for the road. It hadn't occurred, funny how often things don't, to me how long we had stayed there until Serenity complained about having to leave. Between the confiscation of our goods and me rescuing Grimer from the jail cell I helped put him in, it was 2 full days and another day and a half before we actually left the town. I could recollect the injuries I suffered in said time, but frankly, that'd take far too long. Still, it was a good few days, judging only by the caps weighing down my saddlebags.
Hey,
Serenity walked up to me. Oh yeah, Serenity was feeling better too. I'd taken to standing on the crest of a small hill that shadowed our campsite.
What you looking at?
With a smile, I motioned my hoof towards the horizon. Serenity squinted her small gray eyes.
Don't see nothing.
Leaning down, I took the little filly by the scruff of her neck and deposited her onto my back.
Oh, I see.
So did I. There in the horizon, highlighted by the red clouds burning from the east as the sun began to rise, was a great wall. Inside the wall stood dozens of tall buildings peeking above it, sparkling lights shining in only one of every 5 buildings. Above them, all 4 tall buildings stood like monuments to the glory of the past, their lights shining brighter than any star I'd ever seen, the tallest of which stretched so high I thought it was touching the cloud line. And at its tip was a giant head of a pink pony, its eyes glowing eerily. For days I've heard of dice. I never believed them until I saw it shining like polished steel. This was Dais, the greatest city in the world. And with help from the Watchers, maybe a place where a small filly on my back could find her home again. And damn, it was beautiful. Footnote. Level up. Skill note. Sneak 25.